Welcome to Fielding Questions, a podcast produced in collaboration between Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network, exploring the world of farm finance and rural life. Our guest is Marketing Education Specialist Cody Didier from Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Cody, let's talk about this marketplace. First, those outside markets, we got a bit of a surprise, I think, from the Fed midweek this past week regarding interest rates. I think many thought maybe a quarter point reduction, but instead they went a half a point. What's that mean for the general economy? What's that mean for the ag sector?
You know, it's a really big deal. You know, it's the first cut we've seen in, I believe, 4 years. So, you know, going forward, you know, it gives a lot of hope to the market going forward, that's for sure. And hopefully we can continue that pace as well.
So does that impact value of the dollar, those kind of things, and potentially have some impact on exports?
You know, going forward, if we could see a couple more cuts going forward, it could lead to that as well. We have seen exports starting to pick up. You know, if we keep seeing, you know, the dollar, you know, decreasing as well, you know, exports could keep following suit.
Yeah, it should be this time of year where we start to see those export kick up. Obviously, South America just getting ready to put their crop in the ground, and they've got some dry weather considerations that they're dealing with here. That's obviously one of the market factors we need to be paying attention to as well.
Yeah, going forward over the winter, I believe I saw 15% of South America is not in a drought. You know, it's going forward, that could be a really big thing, just like how 22 was.
Just came off that last supply-demand report. Looking forward, what are some of the things we should be focused on here, Cody, in this market?
The big things going forward on the market, you know, USDA is predicting both record soybean and corn yields. The soybean, with the soybean record production as well, with the soybean record yield, the ending stocks for soybeans are almost double what they were last year. That's just showing the U.S. how much oversupplied we are compared to last year in the market. And that could be a scary thing going forward.
It really emphasizes the importance of that marketing plan for that producer as they deal with, obviously, some burdensome supplies here, especially at harvest time.
Yeah, for sure. It's always best to have that marketing plan set in stone. And, you know, it's just to be agile with it. It could be those times we could just see those short run-ups in the market. So it's always best to have a plan and just be agile with your marketing plan as well going forward.
What's your role with Ag Country in helping producers or something like that, Cody?
With my role, I'm just another tool in the toolbox is what we like to say at Ag Country. Reach out to me and just get my input on the market as well. And we can always just go through together, you know, your marketing plan as well and build off of what a person could be looking forward going forward in the market.
Well, that extra set of eyes or somebody walk through a plan certainly is very helpful. I think we all can benefit from something like that. Our guest again, Cody Didier, Market Education Specialist with Ag Country. If you have a question about a financial topic, we'd love to hear from you. You can send Ag Country a message on Facebook or X, or you can submit a question on their website, agcountry.com.